When I began reading the Bible selections for today's services, I was struck by the parallel messages from the Elijah story and the transition of his prophetic mission with the Jesus story of discipleship and the transition of the mission to his followers. I have a hunch that Luke wanted us to catch the parallel of Elijah's dramatic ascension into heaven on a chariot of fire with Jesus' dramatic ascension into heaven after he blessed the disciples and promised them the Holy Spirit. Luke does call our attention to the tongues of fire dancing above Jesus' fire followers on the way on the day of Pentecost, just as Elisha witnessed the chariots of fire dancing above him at Elijah's departure. And there's also a sign in each story. The sign shows us the authenticity of these transitions. Elisha rolls up Elijah's outer garment, strikes the water of the Jordan, and crosses on dry ground. It's just like Moses at the Red Sea. In Jesus' story, the disciples who were empowered by the Holy Spirit at Pentecost spoke in all the languages understood by the diverse peoples at that Pentecost gathering. Luke is showing us signs of the authenticity of God's call through Jesus Christ to a mission of discipleship in the way of love, just like the prophetic community saw authentic signs of Elisha's call to mission, like Moses at the Red Sea. The old has been fulfilled. The new is underway in God's continuing reconciliation of the heavens and the earth. In today's Bible selections, Luke's gospel then goes a little bit deeper. His storytelling takes us on a profound journey into heart, mind, and soul. Luke describes three responses from earnest disciples who were drawn into this new mission. This new mission relationship with God that give us, I think, pause for thought. The three responses in the gospel story first brought up to my mind an old barnyard fable that I've heard many times. A farmer's cow and the farmer's hen discussed preparing breakfast for the farmer one morning, an offering of praise and thanksgiving for the good life that they had enjoyed on the farm. The hen proposed to the cow, "I'll contribute the eggs, and you can donate the meat." The cow, in dismay, replied to the hen, "Well, that's okay for you to say. You will give of your devotion, but for me, it's total sacrifice." And the cow just ambled off down the cow path into the open pasture. In Luke's storytelling, we hear three responses to Jesus' call to the reconciling mission of discipleship in the way of love. In the first, a young man tells Jesus he's willing to follow Jesus wherever he goes. And Jesus replies to the young man, "Foxes have holes and birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head." Now, Jesus was no monastic ascetic. He was often criticized for lavish dining with wealthy and corrupt tax collectors and women of ill repute. But in Luke's gospel message, Jesus warns that God's way of love in reconciling a broken humanity is not for the faint-hearted or for those who are only willing to put in just as much as they feel they will get out of it. In the second response to Jesus' call in the way of love, the disciple replies, "First, let me go and bury my father." To which Jesus says, "Let the dead bury the dead, but you go and proclaim the kingdom of God." Jesus hears in the disciple's response the words of someone who is spiritually dead in heart, mind, and soul, and therefore someone who will not have a part in the new life on the earth below or in the heavens above through the risen Christ. The second response calls disciples to transformation. The way of love is now, not after everything else in our spiritual lives is all cleaned up and dusted off and nice and tidy. In the third response, Luke tells us about an individual who asks permission to say goodbye to family and friends before going off and becoming a disciple. In the story, Jesus describes a young plowman who has second thoughts about the furrows that he's plowing and looks back to see if the furrow is plowed straight. And as he looks back, he loses control of plowing that furrow straight. We call it now distracted by driving with handheld cell phones. To update Luke's storytelling, it isn't possible to follow Jesus in the way of love and be distracted by anything in our commitment to the mission of discipleship. Luke's storytelling of the three responses to Jesus' call to a deeper commitment in the way of love is really intended to jolt his listeners out of an everyday attitude of what's in it for me. Jesus calls us to an overwhelming, wholehearted commitment to a relationship with God through Jesus Christ. Well, the Bible selections for today's services call us to follow in the way of love as we continue in our personal and corporate spiritual journeys. The Elijah story is about sticking with it. Elisha repeats over and over, "I will not leave you," as Elijah tempts him to stay behind. And as their spiritual journey continues, there is a deepening of their relationship with each other and with the Lord God. Elisha's persistence in his spiritual journey with Elijah gives Elisha the answer to his question, "Where is God?" God is right there with Elisha, just as God has been and will be in Elisha's continuing spiritual journey. In Luke's gospel story, Jesus and that cluster of disciples are on their way to Jerusalem. Jesus had been clear with the disciples what lay ahead for him and for them when they got to that great city of Jerusalem. And the disciples simply didn't catch on. They had their own agenda, each following Jesus out of self-interest. Luke's storytelling tests those who would become followers in the way of love. It's not for the faint-hearted. It demands transformation for the spiritually dead. It's a commitment that is focused on a spiritual journey going forward in the way of love and undistracted by whatever it may leave behind. And so the Bible stories this morning call us to go. Get going on a spiritual journey called the way of love, whatever that might mean to us right now. It is a journey with those in a sacred community that is empowered by the Spirit, reconciling heaven and earth through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.